Blog Talk Radio.
For the Metaphysical Edge, and welcome. This is Bea Delosier, your host, and today's edition of the Metaphysical Edge is quite important and quite timely. Our guest today is Richard Price of Atlantis Healing Arts, and what today is going to mean for us is a new look at Lyme's disease, fibromyalgia, different pathogens and fungi that live within our body, parasitically, more or less. I'm not real familiar with all of it, and that's why we have a special guest today. So let's bring in our special guest, Rich Price of Atlantis Healing Arts. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I feel great.
All right.
I'm ready.
I like
for
it.
This.
Good.
Yeah, this is
good.
Very exciting for me.
I'm really excited because I know very little of what you're speaking about, but I'm kind of getting the picture about all the different things attach themselves to us, pathogen wise. Maybe you can start out today's program by explaining about Lyme's disease and fibromyalgia, how we know we have it.
Well, that's a really good point, a good question. Lyme's disease, there was about 3 months ago, I got information from just a health magazine that, which I won't mention, but that there's 300,000 cases of Lyme's disease a year. 30,000 people are known to go to a doctor. I myself went to a doctor. I knew I had Lyme's because my dogs kept giving me ticks that 1 year. And I got ear tick on me, and I knew I had it because all my joints started hurting me. So
right.
I went within 4 weeks. I went, you know, within the time period, supposedly, where supposed to be within a month of the time of infection. that's the only time antibiotics actually work. So he tested me, and then it came back, and he said, well, there's not enough to show a positive. And so I came back to him and said, well, if it's showing at all, that should be a positive. He said, well,
right.
So he didn't treat me, right?
Yeah.
He's pretty good about not using antibiotics frivolously. And I just went on. I said, okay, I'll work on it myself. And so I started doing various herbal treatments and things. Nothing was helping at the time until I went out to see Dan Nelson, because I had been introduced to the Wayback Water for hydrating very well. I was really interested in this new hyperphysics work. So
right.
I went there, and the first thing he said to me when he was going to work on me, he said, you have Lyme's. I said, I know I have Lyme's.
Wow.
Along with,
he knew right away.
Yeah, and along with lung cancer.
Wow.
And, yeah, he doesn't usually use the C word. With me, he knew of me, and he was saying, It's like a common cold dust. I was like, really? Just
wow.
Know, everything about those people were like very, very confident that they could deal with a lot of things. So lines went away.
So what exactly is hyperphysics or hyperphysics solid state technology?
Well, before I answer that, I wanted to sort of finish it because finish out on the Lyme's thing because, the Lyme's disease itself is insidious. Once it goes, it's a spirochete, and it burrows down away, and it fools the immune system. Okay, so a lot of people don't know they have it; they think they have other things. It can.
Right.
Bring on fibromyalgia, and so that's one way. Fibromyalgia is brought on by stress and other things as well, but
right.
That's one thing. You happen to be lucky if you have Lyme's and you have fibromyalgia. There's a chance of you literally turning off of my fibromyalgia is like probably 90%. So
wow,
it's pretty amazing, and I've had experiences with that. But anyway. That sort of sums it up. My doctor couldn't find it. I went within the 4 weeks. When I was, introduced to the work that I'm doing now with hyperphysics, the reason I'm doing it is because I was so blown away. It was a moment, an epiphany for me to see something that's so far advanced that the way it works that, I said, I have to do this. I have to do it. Well, within the months I was practicing, I'm now considered one of his top practitioners.
Wow.
It's sort of funny. I'm actually on the website and everything. I didn't do any of that. But I've worked
Fabulous.
With him. I've had a chance to work with him as a practitioner at his workshops. And he's quite a genius. He's quite an interesting individual.
We've got a few folks that are holding online, and I just want to mention our phone number here is 347-237-5339, and I also want to let the folks know that are on hold that we will be getting to their call, so please bear with us. I'd like to be able to have you explain what it is that you do.
Well, that is real. Yeah, I do quite a few things, but the hyperphysics work. I guess I'm going to really make it short and sweet. It's called hyperphysics. Dan Nelson's hyperphysics, solid state technology, or SST, as we call it, and it really is like looks like stuff from outer space. It really does. But there's probably 35, 40 overlays, and the overlays have designs on them. They're specific frequency designs, and when they're combined with like the brass plate or other, we have a thing called the Marvelous Marvin and another one called the Key, which have different various designs and use certain metals as to focus those frequencies, and they themselves have their own frequency that they have healing within themselves. And then we use a thing that generates the power called the composite biodisc, and that has a push-pull action depending on which way it's facing in the disc.
Right.
So we do these overlays, these combination of overlays. One overlay is usually on the composite biodisc side, and the other overlay is on what we call the arc angle side, which is just an overlay that spreads the energy out. It helps deliver it better. And then so we
right.
have two overlays always on the brass disc. The other ones work differently. They have their almost like their own protocols, but we're all sort of consolidated into the balancing protocol. Now, it's very important to put this way. It happens to treat a lot of these pathogens. It gets rid of the varicella virus, which is chicken pox. It'll get rid of the Lyme virus. And we're talking about it gets rid of it in 4 minutes.
And, wow.
Which is pretty amazing.
Mine.
And it doesn't
that are
come
like,
back.
Okay, I want the
it
test.
Doesn't come back.
I don't blame them.
But what it's actually designed to do is a balancing protocol to balance the whole body, because all of these pathogens that are behind the scenes, they're causing problems for us down the line. We don't want it to manifest into failure. We want to try to get it, knock all that down to improve your health. So that's what it's designed to do. It's not designed to actually, we're not going at it like a doctor and trying to cure diseases.
Yeah.
Although that's part of it. Today I'm going to be doing that because that's what I am. I'm a healing practitioner. So we want to try to get people to have experiences who are having problems today. And actually,
Rich, I've known you for years, probably 22 years or so, 23 years. I'm not sure. It's up there. And you've always been a healer. You've always, that's been your, from your shiatsu all the way down through here where we are today with this hyperphysics. And I'm just so impressed with the rate of knowledge, the amount of knowledge that you have absorbed in your healing career. And I want to say that so that folks know that you didn't just come into this and say, oh, yeah, I could cure your Lyme's disease. There are years of different strategies and modalities that you have studied. And I think that's real important for folks to know as well.
When we get to callers who are having, they believe they have Lyme's, we're actually going to do, doing sessions with them. And I was actually thinking about doing several people at one time, in other words, testing them and then sending it to every one of them. I do distance healing. Most of my work is done distance. I work with people all over the U.S. This energy happens to translate very, very well. If I apply it on myself and then I send it heart to heart. I use the heart to heart method, heart center to heart center. And then it applies it to where I'm applying it to the person I'm sending it to. I've learned that over time that all I have to have is a voice of print. All I have to do is hear the person's voice to be able to send it. Okay.
The picture
is great. I do all of my session work over the phone just like this. I don't do it. And we're gonna do it at this time, and I'm going to send you. I want a one-on-one with someone so that they're able to respond. And in this case here, we're going to be doing some pretty outrageous things today, I think. And, we're going to get feedback. We'll go back to the same people that we test and retest them to see if it's gone. And some people get relief right away. Did you want to go on more about the long-term lines? Some of the things I've found out through being a practitioner, what long-term lines looks like as far as, it masquerades as other things, but it allows you to understand what you might have lines, long-term lines, if you have some of these symptoms.
Oh, that's what I want to ask you. What are some of the symptoms of Lyme's?
Wow. Well, in the beginning, when you get Lyme's, it usually manifests. It can manifest as a hot rash, as joint pain all over the place. I mean, all your joints start hurting terribly. It just comes out of the blue and stays there. And it's sort of like fibromyalgia in that way that, the intensity changes. Those are the typical things. Later, not too much later, within months, you get brain fog.
Fog.
Really memory problems. Big time.
I got that. I think it's old.
Okay. I won't comment.
This is different from the brain fog of the 60s. I got you.
there's a lot of ways to improve your memory. But, this, now, later, the effects of long-term Lymes, that I've found people with Lymes with these problems. I just helped a person who, she get out of, she's 27 years old. She could hardly get out of bed because her whole body felt like it had lead in it.
Yeah.
And she was tired all the time, or she had brain fog. Now, here's someone studying. She's trying to finish her master's degree.
Yeah.
So, and her body just felt really, really heavy, really low energy. So we did the whole protocol on her. Within days, within that week, it all cleared up.
Wow.
Not only did that happen, but I tested her back to when she was got it when she was 17. So she was long time. Well, within a month, I had heard a talk by a gentleman at one of the health food stores talking about secondary Lymes, which is Lymes you pass to your children if you have Lymes when you have a child.
Wow.
Well,
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either, and I went back to her and I said, you know, because her daughter had been having problems. She's only 3 years old, and been having all these issues, and so I tested her. She had Lymes.
Holy!
So I did a session on her, which is very different on children than their energy moves very quickly. So it was very simple to do, and I've done one follow up on her. That kid's like a different kid.
She had
swollen lymph nodes, all kinds of stuff happening, and some health problems.
Everything
cleared up. So it's sort of a miracle thing when you see it. So the long term Lymes thing is that heaviness in your body, brain fog, and fibromyalgia can be a part. I had a friend who had we thought she had chemical toxicity. She had fibromyalgia. And I'm not kidding, with her, we did the protocol, well, part of the protocol, like we're going to do today, just a few things.
Yeah.
And
well,
like
I've got a willing participant for you. I have a willing participant for you.
Oh, boy.
So when you're ready to take calls, I've got our first caller on the line.
I'm just about ready. I just wanted to finish. Well, what was I saying here?
I'm like, sorry, I interrupted.
You interrupted me.
I did.
No, I'm having fun.
Good.
Well,
I love having you back on the air, Rich, by the way. And
oh,
I'd like folks to know that Rich, you had a show here on GGM Radio, Sacred Spaces, I believe it was called. And it was a wonderful program.
Well, what's important about this is that the fibromyalgia on this person I was talking about turned off. I mean, immediately she didn't have any pain in her body. It was just went away. And it was like, you know, talking about it. And this is a very good friend of mine, and she is a Reiki master and teaches. And she thought she had to quit her job. She said, I don't know what's wrong with me. She said she'd huff and puff. Now, she would run out of breath, you know, and just doing normal stuff. She didn't know what was going on. So what term we thought was chemical toxicity was Lyme's disease that had worked its way, had actually worked. She had fibromyalgia. Some other people had told her she had it. And she was talking to me about it, and I'm going, how it moved around, the pain moved around. I'm going, that's fibromyalgia. Sounds like you have fibromyalgia. Well, sure enough, when she tested for Lymes and we did that, and Dan Nelson had told me at one of the events we were working together, he said, who's the inventor of this? And he's a quantum physicist, actually.
Right.
He told me, he said, you know, 70% at least of, if you have fibromyalgia, 70% of fibromyalgia could be caused by Lyme's disease itself. And he said, so if you test Lyme's and they have fibromyalgia, he said it's going to be just like you had a switch and you turned it off. And sure enough, when it happened right before my eyes, everything that man has ever said to me has always come true. I mean, he does have a very high level of morality and ethics. I really like him for that. But his knowledge blows me away. So anyway, I think that sort of sums up what I know and what I've actually experienced with clients
right.
about fibromyalgia, not just some, you know, book stuff, but what is actually
yeah.
experienced. But more is being found out all the time.
Now, do you want to take both callers at once? Is that what you said you wanted to do, or do you want individually?
No, we'll do the testing individually, and then I'll do the sending to the people we test
okay.
at the same time.
All righty.
Do you think I explained enough about distance healing?
I think so. I mean, I think if our callers have a question or if someone has a question
okay.
in the chat room, they'll let us know.
Thanks. Okay, let's take the first caller then.
Okay, our first caller is Deanna. Deanna, thank you for holding, dear.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. You're on the line with Rich Price.
And I'm really happy about that, Rich. Rich, I think you're going to scare people away with your name, Rich Price. They're going to think it's too expensive.
Well, I am fairly expensive. I will admit it. not today, though. This is a freebie.
I know. Maybe you should do another show with Barbara and explain more. I think it was really very interesting. Really very interesting. I think I may have Lyme disease. I don't think I'm just saying it as someone who thinks they have all the diseases, but I feel that I may have been affected by this one, especially because of the tick situation once.
And why do you think you have Lyme disease?
General muscle weakness. I have a number of issues in my back, but the muscle weakness is one of those things. And of course, you know, we do our body secretes good and bad things. Our endocrine system secretes good and bad things, and when you're under stress, all the bad things are secreted, so they start breaking everything down. And that could be one of the reasons why I'm feeling like this. But I really did think I may have had Lyme disease, and I don't know much about it, so I'm grateful to listen more.
Were you ever tested for it?
No, I did mention it to my doctor once, and he didn't think so, but... I usually listen to my inner self, and he's very good. But
what is a good test
to run?
Well,
they
know that if any time passes by, that there's the test will not show positive. There's really no test for Lyme's after it gets in you. I hope eventually that they will get a little better testing method for it. That they can actually find it, because it's hard to get to the doctor or sometimes figure it out within 4 weeks. I certainly did, and it still showed up negative.
Test showed it as negative?
Yeah, and it usually does. That's the problem. I've seen some people get there in time and get the treatment. But I've also seen people that have the whole treatment and still have Lyme's.
Right.
Get within the time. Antibiotics only do so much. I think I got it pretty good. I just wanted to. I think you said it in yourself, Deanna, that your intuition is telling you, and your body is telling you, and that's the best thing about. All of this. That's the best thing about any healing practice is that you ask, well, how do you feel? You know, and are you feeling better? You know, that's the indicator if you're getting better. And so anyway, we're going to do a testing on you to see if you have Lyme. So,
you know, Rich, when you know the marionettes, when you are handling a marionette, every part is sort of disconnected, even though there is a joint in there. That's often how I feel. Instead of feeling whole, I feel fragmented.
I understand. Okay, so that's good. So I'm pretty good. So what I'm going to ask you to do is actually touch a couple places. We're going to find the Lyme's point on your body. There's actually a test I use for that, and I'm going to muscle test it. You're going to press on that point. I'm going to test to see if you have that point correctly, and then I'm going to test to see if you have it. Okay, so the Lyme's point is 1 inch below the navel and 2 inches to the right. So would you touch that, please, where you think that is?
I am.
Okay, and you are on it correctly, and now I'm going to test to see if you have it, okay? So I'm going to test Lyme's, yes? Yeah. Lyme's, yes. You do have Lyme's. You are positive. The other thing I want to test you for is, have you had chickenpox?
As a child.
Good. Okay, so we're going to check the varicella point, which is a chickenpox virus. At the bottom of the rib cage, on the right side, so you go right down to where you feel your last rib on the right side, on the side, and just touch the bottom of the rib cage.
Got it.
Yes, okay, that's it. Varicella, yes, you have it. The reason I'm testing you for that is because when we use this particular part of the protocol on you, it will get rid of mold, all kinds of things going on with you.
And I've been living with mold for 6 years because I got a leaky roof in the condominium, so that too.
Okay. Well, mold in your body, though, okay? A fungus I want to test you for, which is 5 inches above the navel and 2 inches to the left.
5 inches above the navel. So that would be around the breast line, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And 2 inches to the left, so off the center line, so right under your breast. Yeah. Okay, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, you're on the point. And yes, you do have fungus. Okay. You probably have mutated fungus, but anyway, so that's enough. That's all I'm going to test you for. And I'm just, so we know you have, I'm going to write down, Diana has fungus, Lyme's, and varicella.
And which one?
Varicella virus is the...
varicella. Okay, right.
Okay, and so all of those will be gone when we're done. Now, some of them, you know, the reason we have follow-ups with this protocol is some of this stuff finds its way back, but I've never seen Lyme's itself come back unless you have more than one strain, okay? Sometimes the other strains can hide behind a fungus, actually. So it's really involved, but anyway... thank you very much for the testing. You're very good, and we're going to test to see if any other person wants to be tested, and then we'll send it to you all at the same time. I'll send this to you.
One question before I go. Okay. I like baking soda, especially when it comes to fungus or fungi. I just don't know how to use it myself.
What we're talking about is stuff that's hiding in your organs. You know, the stuff is it's sort of hard to get rid of. Fungus is one of the harder things, and it's not tested by usually unless you've been overseas and caught something and they suspect you have a bacteria, or usually they'll test you for bacteria and fungus then. So, you know, so I won't really comment on other treatments. What I want to really try to do is focus in on, you know, doing this session so that you get it, and then we'll actually get I'm going to retest you after I send it. So each one that get this will be retested to see if it's gone. Okay?
Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Hang in there.
What I'll do, Deanna, is I'll put you on hold. And we'll take the next caller, and Rich will do the test for the next caller. And then, Rich, is it okay? I'll bring both of the callers back on.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, is that all we have? Do you think it's two people who want to do this?
I think there. Yeah, I have another one.
Okay. Okay, let's go.
Okay, Deanna, I'm going to put you on hold, but I'm coming back to you.
Yes, thank you, Barbara.
All right, dear. Now, let's see. Okay. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Hello, 850. Hello.
Oh, okay.
There you are. You're on the line with Price from Atlantis Healing Arts. Rich, this is
Hi.
Becky.
Hey, Becky. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. So you think you have Lyme's disease?
Yes, I do, possibly.
Okay.
I'm a woods girl. And have had several ticks removed in the last 10 or 15 years, but I've also been having increasing joint problems.
Right.
That lower back, knees, elbows, and the doctor says, oh, it's just age. I'm not that old. I mean, not to have been having the problems that I've had over the past few years, and I'm curious as to, could it be connected?
Oh, absolutely.
There are days that I tire very easily and don't want to get up and move around and do things.
It sounds like you have long-term Lyme's, from that's just from my experience. You know, I'm not going to say it's out of any kind of Bible, but you know, it is there's a lot of information within the natural medicine community that's pointing to this as being true. Unfortunately, there's few people that are doing really. There's few treatments that work. They can get rid of Lyme's. I know one of a herbal method takes a couple of years to get rid of it, but there are people treating it and having results. This is the only one. I'm not the only one. This is the fastest I've ever seen to be able to get rid of the virus, or get rid of the spirochete. Anyway, let's test you right now.
Okay.
I got a good connection with you, and so we're going to test you for Lyme. So the Lyme's point, I want you to press, you heard the other caller, press 1 inch below the navel and 2 inches to the right, and just hold that point for me.
Okay.
You there?
Yep.
Okay. So you're testing, you're on the point correctly, and you test for positive for Lyme's.
Wow.
Intuition wow. really tells you a lot. You know what I mean?
Both of us caller.
Both of them, yeah. Their intuition is correct. Now, did you have chicken pox as a child?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so we're going to test for that too. That is the bottom of the rib cage on the right-hand side. So that you feel the bottom, your rib, the last rib, and you just put your finger on it, right about on the side, not in the front, but on the side.
Okay.
You there?
Yes.
And yes, of course, you have varicella. So I'm going to do the same thing I did with the we're going to do the fungus point too, which is 5 inches above the navel and 2 inches to your left. So that'd be right under your breast, 2 inches from the center line.
Okay.
You there?
Yes, I am.
And that's a yes for fungus. You know, fungus is really bad news. A lot of people have it. So I won't test you for molds or parasites or anything like that also. Hang on just for a second. There's something going on here. I'm getting information here. Yeah, you have mold for sure. And you have some mycoplasmas from chemtrails, which are micro-infections in your body. There's some things going on with you. So this should really help. I mean, this one little treatment takes 4 minutes, will knock knock the stuff right out. And the way it does it is really impressive. And it's also really out there how it does, sort of magical almost. But anyway, I thank you for your participation. And I guess, Barb, let's see if there's anyone else.
Thank you so much. I was going to bring Deanna back in.
Okay.
Because we've got 25 minutes left.
Wow, we're just blowing right through this.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, so what I need to do is I'm just doing the setup for it.
Okay.
And which should take me a little bit of a second.
Deanna, I've got your mic is live. I put you back on while Rich is setting up.
I heard if I don't have to talk, I can mute myself if it's just listening.
Okay, so we're ready to go.
Okay.
Okay, both of you, is this okay? Well, I just want you to understand that I'm sending this to your heart, from my heart to your heart. Is that okay with both of you?
Yes, Rich.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I have to have permission. I want you to be receptive to this. Because people can block this kind of energy when it comes in, but I just wanted to have your permission. Great. So here's what we're going to do. I've got a setup on the hyperphysics, which is on the brass disc, and there's two overlays for it. The overlays were called Space Cadet and Hardy. He always has
nice.
Really good names. And so anyway, Space Cadet's going to be, we're first going to place it over the back of the crown. And I'm going to put my timer on here so that, and let's see, it's only 2 minutes it has to be. So it's going to be a 2 minute, so I'm sending this to you right now, to both of you. So you're receiving it at 100%. Okay, it's interesting. Do you guys feel anything? It's at the back of the crown, right where your hair grows, where the hair swirl. Are you guys getting anything, feeling anything in your body? You may or may not.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Is my line open?
Yeah, and you
are. Yeah,
your line.
It's just that I got disconnected when you started, and I had to call back, and it took a minute or so. So I did not hear what you said when you asked the permission.
That's okay.
That's okay. So where are you feeling the energy?
Right now, in my feet.
Okay. I always find that interesting because it's not always where it's entering the body. It could be anywhere in the body.
Mine's tingling.
Okay, a tingling. Where do you feel tingling at?
My chest.
Okay. Good.
And arms.
Wow.
And it's going into the lower legs.
Great. Wow. You might have a pretty good result here. Some people get, immediate results and feel it immediately in their joints. And some people it takes a little while, but either way, it's a good thing.
I feel that I probably didn't get it because I got disconnected right then. So, the thought is disconnected as well sometimes when you start thinking about it.
No, it's not thought. Once I hear your voice, I'm sending it to you. Once you agreed, I'm sending it to you. It doesn't matter if you're on the phone or not.
All right.
Rich, can we let everyone know that this energy that you're sending out, this SST energy, or whatever, however you describe it, is something that will work on into posterity. If people listen to the program 2 weeks from now, they will get the same effect. Is that true?
Well, it
if
will
Deanna
be if
was,
we're sending, if we're sending,
if she were to,
podcast, got you, Barbara. Thank you.
Okay,
yes.
Now I'm broadcasting it. Now it's being on the thymus area on the body. Okay. The next point is the thymus for 2 minutes, and then we'll be done. And we can actually retest them. So
great.
That we're about 30 seconds into that already. I just want to let them know.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any other people on the computer part of this? Or are there any other people?
I've got folks in the chat room, but no one's saying anything yet.
Okay. Well, you know, because this is sort of like this particular step gets rid of so many pathogens. When we're done with this test, we'll probably do one where we send some of this to the whole group. And then, yes, when you re-listen to the program at any other time in the archives, all you have to do is put yourself in that moment, like you're part of the audience listening for the first time, and you will actually get that energy.
Wow.
So, yes, that's correct.
Find off. Yeah,
this one here is specific to these two ladies because, you know, there's an agreement there, okay?
Right.
So we will do that because I think we'll have enough time to do that.
Yeah, we've got 17 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to make it, no problem.
That's my favorite number.
Yeah.
Okay, we're done.
Thank you.
We're done. Just like that. Now, I love this part. Okay, we'll start with, we'll start back with Deanna again. You there, Deanna?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we're going to, again, test the Lyme's point. But we'll just start right, we'll start at the fungus point. 5 inches above the navel and 2 inches to the left, please.
Okay.
You there?
Yes, she's there.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay, you test negative. Okay, Becky, will you do the same point for me, please? 5 inches above the navel, 2 inches to the left.
Okay.
And you're clear on it, too. You're negative. Okay, let's go to the next point. Back to Deanna. Lyme's point, 1 inch below the navel and 2 inches to the right.
Okay.
All right. And Lyme's is negative. Okay. Now, the same thing for you, Becky, same place. 1 inch below the navel and 2 inches to the right.
Okay.
Okay. You test negative. Okay. Varicella virus. Deanna, bottom of the rib cage on the right.
Okay. And when you're saying bottom, you're not saying like in the middle of the rib, but to all the way to the side of your body?
On the side of your body, at the bottom, you know, when you feel the bottom of the rib.
Okay. Okay, no, got you. Because I did it before somewhere else. Got you.
Well, the intention was there because it tested. So varicella is negative. Okay. Same thing with you, Becky. Do the varicella point, bottom of the rib cage on the right.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay. Okay, yes, bottom of the, you are negative.
Yeah.
Wow, that was easy.
Yeah. Yes, it
okay.
was.
Okay, now I want you guys, especially you, Becky, because you had it all through your body, how are your joints feeling right now? Are you getting, is there any change?
better. Yes, they're not as stiff.
Uh-huh. I sort of thought you were going to get some immediate results by the way it was going through your body. Diana, how about you? Was there any noticeable change?
Well, I'm standing up. I've been standing up since the second part because it works better that way. And I have more strength in the soles of my feet, which is usually what fails me. Like I said, the marionette thing where your knees are sort
right.
of like forward. And I was standing a little more erect, especially on the right side, which is sometimes, I think, shorter. But I'm still out of balance, but I'm much better. I'm in more balance than I was before.
Well, what's going to happen is that once we get a lot of irritation from having Lyme, so the irritation part, you know, it's inflammation that takes a few days to subside. But you know, you'll probably notice some other changes over time. But there you go. You know, I mean, you felt something happen in your body, so you know something's working. You know, but
thank you, Rich. I did contact you with Facebook. As soon as my keyboard starts working well after the water dries up, I'll do it again.
Okay.
Aww.
It was thirsty.
It was.
Or is there anything else while we have you on the line? Or is there anything else that you want to ask? Or
well. You were saying something like solid-state technology.
Right.
It would be, I guess it is a wavelength that is sort of magnetic in a way. And
no, it's not magnetic at all.
No.
It works on scalar light waves. It creates scalar frequencies, which work beyond magnetics. Okay, so magnetics would be more like radionics, which I also do. But and in there, the machine I have also does scalar energy. So this works at, what we're actually doing is we're actually shifting the reality of that pathogen completely back into the vacuum state. So it literally disappears from the body. And
not
the way
like a neutralizer.
Does,
not
well,
like a neutralizer.
That, because we, in quantum physics, our cells go in and out of reality, goes in the vacuum state, back into reality, perfectly, billions of times a second. So in a way, we're only here half of the time in reality, and then we're in another reality the other half of the time.
More than half course. For me.
More than half. More than half, that's right. And we're probably not here that much. But what happens is we're actually treating the informational... We're changing information at in the vacuum state. So we're changing the reality and while it's shifted out. So eventually it shifts back in and the thing that was there doesn't exist anymore. And that's really my understanding of how it works. And pretty amazing. It just that's how it disappears, literally disappears. So
can I say something? I notice right now that my shoulders are more even. And I don't notice it when they're not because I'm out of balance. So I guess it all starts like up in the shoulder area.
Everybody is so individual. You know, I just listen to people from a point of view of their experience because that's where we're missing in the way that we are trying to help people is that people's bodies know. Your intuition knew you had it. And so you did have it, and you most certainly did. Both of you knew you had Lyme's disease, you know, and I would have been really surprised if you tested negative. You know, so, you know, when you say, yeah, these things are changing, yeah. When you get rid of the Lyme's, if the Lyme's has anything to do with anything you're going through, it will disappear. It will go away, and those things will get better, and you'll just get better and better. If they don't, there's also you treated for a whole host of other pathogens in that one treatment. So it's hard to know. If it's pathogenic, more than likely you're going to get some results. Can't promise it, but, you know, I've seen it over and over. People get very big results from this. And
thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much.
Well, good, Maggie.
Absolutely, Rich. It's wonderful that you would come on the air and share this healing technology with the universe, because we don't know how far the program goes. I know how many listeners we have every month, but people also get us on iTunes. So the program potentially can go worldwide and do a lot more than just healing Becky, Indiana.
Okay, so we're going to do this very same one right now. But I'm only going to do one. I'm only going to do one point. I'm getting for everybody who's listening right now, and anyone who will listen later will be able to receive this energy. Okay, they have
fabulous.
To be open. I'm not going to say it's not going to go beyond their free will. They have to be open. But if they say, you know, I want this energy, while they're listening to this part of the program. Has to be this part of the program because that's where we're doing it. Once it's out there, and this is a quantum physics thing, once it's known, it's within the memory banks forever and can be retrieved at any time. And because we are quantum beings, we are multidimensional beings, we are able very naturally to do extract it at any time, go right back in time and pull it right up. So I'm just telling you and giving – all I'm doing is telling and giving you permission that, yes, this is possible. Go ahead and receive it, okay? So we're going to do that right now, and that is everybody listening, including you, B.
Okay. All righty.
Especially you. So
uh-oh.
This is going to go on – I'm going to put this on the thymus, and I'm sending it to everyone who is – listening now in the present and who will listen in the future who wants this. And we'll just let that go and we can talk about once, you know, let me just take a second to concentrate on this just for a minute. Wow. That's a big hookup. Okay, we can talk about other things while this is going on.
I've been feeling it all along, though, Rich. This energy is really powerful, and I think it's truly a gift to mankind.
Well, I do it as a you know as a living, and it really amazes me how much it helps people. I just helped the person I was talking about with her kid. She told me that if she hadn't gotten this hyperphysics work, she wouldn't have been able to finish her degree. She just finished her master's. She just finished her master's, and now she's in a doctorate program at George Washington University. And she literally thanked me for the input for doing this and. Basically, her husband's in the military. I'm going to be working on him. He's getting open to it. Her friend Erin, who was in a botulism B is what she had. It was a failed attempt to get rid of a scar on her head, and it went all through her body, and she had to have all kinds of work done.
Wow.
She's just about 100% now. We're winding down, and it's taken about six follow-ups and the full protocol. What we're doing right now is like one step out of a 30-step protocol. Okay, so everyone should get the full protocol just to get rid of all this stuff. We also deal with generational things, generational blockages. It gets rid of the deep emotion. Excuse me?
Miasmas. I think it's spelled M-Y-A-S-M-A-S.
Yeah, that's right. and disconnects those, it does a lot more than just pathogenic things. It's really a balancing protocol on a lot of levels. So anyway, it normally takes the whole protocol and then about up to four follow-ups. If someone's has a problem like, my client with the botulism, that's taken about, I figure she might have as many as eight follow-ups. But that's the biggest thing. So anyway, a lot of the information can be found about Dan Nelson can be found on positroninfo.com. Look up Dan Nelson, physicist, about way back water. I'm a huge proponent of way back water. It's the only water out here, the only concentrate that will make your water molecules in your water to be in a nanometer size, which actually will hydrate you at the cellular level.
Like the magic to Kangen water, if you're familiar with it, the Japanese.
It blows away any. That's a good base water and a good alkaline. You can control alkalinity, but you can't
and
control
acidity.
You cannot.
And the molecules are smaller.
Okay. Let's put it this way. The ideas about water and hydration and about alkalinity and all this stuff is skewed. What I found out about it is that once you hydrate at a cellular level and kick all those toxins out of the cell, then your alkalinity goes up. Your pH goes up automatically.
Right.
So as you get out of being dehydrated, and get up into like the 90 plus range, a lot of things happen. Your wrinkles go away in your skin. Your blood pressure normalizes. All kinds of things.
Thank you for that.
Wow. Yeah.
That's another show talking about way back water.
Right.
Barbara, Becky, and I are very happy to hear that. No wrinkles. That's nice.
We're going to sign Rick back up. He'll come back.
Sign me back up. Okay, we can do that. Okay, so we're done with sending this to everybody. And I guess the rest is up to you, Barb, how you want to end up.
Well, how I'd like to end up is let everyone know how they can get a hold of you. Do you have a Facebook page?
I don't have a page. I'm on Facebook for sure, under Richard Price, which you can get a hold of me that way. You can also, right now I don't have a web page just yet. I've been too busy to create one. I really have. It's getting in, and I'm trying to bring about awareness about Lyme's, and I really want to try to get rid of Lyme's and as many people as I can get rid of it in. So that's a personal thing.
They can get a hold of you on Facebook, and it's Richard S. Price on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know if it's under S or not, but yeah, you can find me on Richard Price, yeah. Richard Price.
I'm looking at it.
You're looking at it?
Yeah, it says Richard Price.
I'll be glad to get back to you. You can also use my email address is richsprice@comcast.net.
I'm putting it in the chat room.
Okay, great. And
thank you, Rich. Thank you for sharing with us. And we're about out of time. And I want to thank our callers, Deanna and Becky and Rich. I love you, man. You're the bee's knees, buddy.
I love you, too.
Great. And love Becky and Deanna as well. And thank you, girls, for joining us today. Thank you, Rich, for being our guest. Warmest blessings to each and every one who listens to our program. And with that, we'll be back next week. Open mic program. Free mini readings for the entire hour next week. Warmest blessings, everyone, and thank you for joining the Metaphysical Edge. Rich, warmest.
Yeah.
Much love
blessings
to you.
Blessings to everybody. Thanks.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome.
Safe travels.
Thanks.
Safe travels. I like it.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Safe travels. Thank you.